Digimon Card Game 2026. Set Guide and Best Boosters. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time and the whole table becomes easier. 2026 brings three major Digimon TCG releases. Time Stranger, BT24, launched January, the Advanced Booster Digimon Generation, AD1, reprints drop March, and Dual Revolution, BT25, arrived May with new Ultimate Rares. The Digimon card game in 2026 moves like a tamer finding their rhythm. Deliberate, layered, building towards something larger. After establishing core mechanics in 2025, this year splinters into three distinct chapters. The Time Stranger narrative expansion connecting the video game timeline, the reprints that amplify existing archetypes, and the mechanical innovation of dual cards. For collectors and competitive players alike, 2026 is less about chasing singles and more about understanding which release solves your deck's weak points. The game's memory system and Digivolution chains create emergent depth that reveals itself over time, not at first glance. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. How Digimon card game actually plays before buying anything, understand what you're buying into. Digimon card game uses a memory system instead of mana. Each turn you gain 3 memory points to spend on card costs, managing resource economy with surgical precision. You build stacks of Digimon through Digivolution, play a rookie, evolve to adult, then ultimate, and each evolved form gains all traits and effects of the card beneath it. Combat is mutual threat assessment. When you attack with a Digimon, your opponent can block with their own creatures, and both deal damage simultaneously. The security system punishes aggression. Your opponent's next 3 cards drawn are arranged as security. And if you deal enough damage to break all 3, you win immediately, but breaking security triggers effects that can turn the game. The game rewards deck cohesion and timing over raw power. A well-timed tamer card, your trainer figures can grant memory, draw cards, or unlock combo lines. Options, instant sorceries, layer tricks into pivotal turns. The learning curve is gentle, starter decks work out of the box, but ceiling is high. Watch the official tutorial app or YouTube rule set guides to skip confusion. Memorize the 5 card types, Digimon, your creatures, Tamer one-shot effects or ongoing support, option instant tricks, Digitama, baby Digimon that accelerate, and egg, future Digimon tokens. Learn Digivolution, stack cards by evolution line to gain all traits. A Greymon sitting on Agumon counts as both. Practice the attack them block them damage cycle. Mutual damage encourages strategic blocking. Grasp the 50-card deck limit and 4 copy maximum, 1 per card number, to think about consistency. Understand memory, you get 3 per turn. Tamer cards and certain effects grant bonus memory, resource management is the core puzzle. Booster Set 24. Time Stranger, January 2026. BT24 Time Stranger arrived January 16-23, 2026, tying directly to the video game Asterisk Digimon Story. Time Stranger, October 2025. This set introduces 106 unique cards with an explicit Time Stranger trait for deck-building synergy, meaning cards reference each other by name or trait. Rewarding focused builds. The headliners are Jupiterman and Homeros, both secret rares that anchor aggressive and control shells respectively. But the set's real strength is mid-tier rare cards that fit into existing archetypes. It's not a reset, it's an expansion. If you already play Omnimon or Imperialdramon, Time Stranger has new play patterns for you. New players, however, shouldn't start here. The synergy tax is steep without foundational cards. Time Stranger has 22 alternate art variants, fancy border versions of regular cards, which spike secondary market prices but offer 0 gameplay advantage. Advanced Booster AD1. Digimon Generation, March 2026. AD1 Digimon Generation is the year's reprints-focused bomb, released March 28, 2026. Of 196 unique cards, 171 are reprints. This set exists to solve deck-building friction. If you need Omnimon, Imperialdramon, or Gallantmon, this is the restock. The set adds 25 brand new support cards for Shine Greymon, Siriusmon, and other mid-tier archetypes that needed oxygen. The new Imperialdramon Fighter Mode is the trophy chase, appearing in multiple rarities. Secondary market singles skyrocket for these, but patient players wait 3 months for price stabilization. Advanced boosters are thinner print runs than core boosters. Expect scarcity, not shortage. This set is perfect for competitive rebuilds. You need playsets, 4 copies of staple tamers and options. AD1 restocks them here. New players upgrading a starter deck. Your first booster box should be AD1 if you've already picked the archetype you like. The reprints slot directly in. Collectors chasing parallels. 92 parallel rare variants exist, alternate art versions that don't change gameplay but look stunning in sleeves. Dual Revolution, BT25. May 2026, a new mechanics BT25 Dual Revolution, released May 22, 2026. Introduces the biggest mechanical innovation of 2026. Dual cards, which combine a Digimon and an option into a single card. This breaks the traditional play pattern. You get a creature and an instant effect in one slot, forcing deck-building choices. Play a dual card and it enters as Digimon first, but you can use its option side to trigger effects, creating once-per-turn combos. Dual Revolution also debuts Ultimate Rares, a new rarity tier above Secret Rare. These are textured, foiled cards that feel premium in hand. The set contains 115 card types featuring characters from Digimon Alisson and Time Stranger continuities. BT25 is exciting but risky for new players. Dual cards are powerful but require game knowledge to evaluate. A mediocre duel is worse than 2 separate cards. Start here only if you've played 20-plus games and understand your archetype's mana curve. Competitive players are already testing, and early results show dual cards pushing mid-range strategies into aggro territory. Boxes started shipping May 22. Starter decks. Your real entry point, not boosters. New players make one mistake, cracking booster boxes before learning the game. Don't buy a starter deck first. You can play a starter deck against another starter deck immediately, no deck building, no confusion. Official starter decks include Starter Deck 21, Hero of Hope, ST21, Metal Garurumon, Blue Control Shell, released April 2025. Gentle learning curve with card draw and recovery mechanics, best for first-time players. Advanced Deck 22, Amethyst Mandala, ST22, Purple Aggro with deletion effects. Released December 2025 as an advanced deck, not a standard starter. Faster, higher risk, rewards good sequencing. Features Sakumon fusion mechanics. After 10 games with a starter deck, you'll know if Digimon clicks for you. If yes, buy a booster box next. Buy starter decks on Amazon for simplicity or check Target and GameStop for in-stock options. 2 copies of the same starter deck are worth it. You're not doubling learning, you're reducing card duplicates, making the deck more consistent when you upgrade it with booster singles. Building your first competitive deck, after 20 plus games, once you've learned the game, here's the progression. 1. Pick an archetype. Choose a Digimon that excites you, Omnimon, Imperialdramon, Gallantmon, etc. Every Digimon is playable at casual tables, none are completely broken. Your choice matters less than your commitment. 2. Buy AD1 reprints, booster box of advanced booster Digimon generation. You'll hit staple tamers, options, and low rarity Digimon that fill the chassis. 3. Hunt singles on TCG Player. Once you've hit 54 unique cards from your booster box, calculate what you're missing. Buy singles to complete your core 50. This is faster and cheaper than cracking more boosters. 4. Sleeve your deck and test at locals. Most game stores run weekly Digimon events. You'll learn from opponents and understand what cards to cut or add. 5. Chase high rarity variants later. Once you can pilot the deck competently, upgrade bulk rares to secret rares for collection flex. Secondary market and storage tips: Digimon TCG singles spike hardest immediately after set release, then stabilize 2 to 3 months later. If you're patient, wait until July to hunt BT25 singles, prices drop 20-30. Use TCG Player.com as your price guide. It aggregates all sellers. Repacks are a trap. These are boxes opened at locals, shuffled, and resealed by someone claiming they removed only one card, usually a valuable secret rare. You're not saving money, you're buying trash. Stick to sealed boxes from reputable retailers: Toy Wiz, Cool Stuff Inc., 88 Cardhouse, Amazon. Storage matters. Use a deck box for your playable deck. Bulk rares belong in a short box, not a shoe box. Acid-free cardboard prevents creasing. If a card matters to you, it deserves a top loader, 2x3 plastic holder, inside a deck box. Foiled cards, parallels, secret rares attract fingerprints. Wear cotton gloves if you're touching high-value sealed cards before sleeves. Card damage is permanent. Play with inexpensive versions of staples until your deck is proven, then upgrade to secret rares. Final verdict: 2026 is a generous year for Digimon TCG. 3 distinct set releases hit different needs. Time Stranger for narrative players, AD1 reprints for deck builders, Dual Revolution for competitive shakeups. Don't chase secret rares or parallels immediately. Start with a starter deck, learn the memory system, choose an archetype you love, then buy a booster box to fill gaps. Frequently asked questions: should I start with a booster box or a starter deck? You'll learn the game, decide if you like the format, and have a playable deck immediately. After 10 plus games, buy your first booster box if you're hooked. Jumping straight to boosters wastes money and creates incomplete decks. What does Digivolution mean and how does it work? Digivolution is stacking one Digimon card on top of another in the same evolution line. For example, Agumon, then Greymon, then Metal Greymon. The top card is the active creature, but it gains all text, traits, and effects from cards beneath it. Your entire stack counts as a single unit for damage and blocking purposes. Is AD1 Digimon generation worth buying if I'm not rebuilding a specific deck? Yes. 171 reprints mean high density of staple tamers and options that slot into any deck. It's the safety booster you're unlikely to hit chaff. Compare to Time Stranger or Dual Revolution, where pack value is more swingy. How much does a competitive Digimon TCG deck cost in 2026? Don't upgrade to secret rares until you've won casual games. Mechanics matter more than card rarity. What are dual cards and should I care about them? Dual cards combine a Digimon and an option into a single card, introduced in BT25. They're powerful but require deck-building discipline. A bad duel is worse than two separate cards. Ignore them until you understand your archetype's mana curve and win conditions. Can I play 2026 booster packs in draft format at my local game store? Yes. Most stores run draft or sealed events using recent sets. Check your store's calendar for Digimon events. Sealed format: players build decks from 6 sealed booster packs, is friendlier to new players than draft, where pack passing affects card availability. Should I sleeve my cards immediately after opening a booster? Yes. Unsleeved cards get damaged quickly: bent corners, moisture, fingerprints. Sleeve everything, even bulk commons. Foiled cards, parallels, secret rares especially, they attract fingerprints and creasing.